keeps me up at night. I sleep pretty well at night. I really do. And I see only opportunity, and I think that the future of our business will be limited only by our own imaginations. I worry about the autonomous car, only because, I mean, if we're competing with the first and the next annual, you know, House of Cards episode, you know, watching that on your way to work as opposed to your local morning show, that worries me. That's a pretty high bar, and it's something I don't like to think about. But I don't think that's in the next. I know they're out there. I know it's coming. I don't think it's in the. It's next year.
As you know, we spent a little time in that space.
Yeah,
and,
I know.
I think there's a lot to worry about, even before the autonomous car. I mean, you know, that's 4, 5, 6 years before we really start seeing them. But in the meantime, we've got Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. And if you haven't seen their platform, I mean, you plug your phone and the radio disappears. I mean, you know,
right.
it's icons that have been coded. And Apple has not been exactly warm about coding individual radio station apps.
Right.
So is the industry. I met with the NAB a week or two ago. And we talked about this, you know, is our industry putting enough emphasis on the connected car and what's happening in our prime revenue category and prime listening location right now?
I think we have to do more as an industry for sure, but I also think individual companies can't take their incumbency for granted in the car, and we have to be better at what we produce and what we serve up to our listeners. So because it's all coming for sure.